It's just, can you get something to inhibit the drivers of inflammation without inhibiting the good things that it does? Because if you inhibit the good things inflammation does, then you're in trouble because your immune system is required for a lot of different useful things like surveillance against cancer. And if you calm it down so much, then you have serious problems. So what our goal is to retain the ability of the immune system to do what it's supposed to do, yet locally inhibit it at a site where we don't want it persisting. And that's what I think nanostructures can do in targeting messages.